On November 12, 2014, Tanisha Anderson died while suffering a mental health episode in police custody. The two officers who responded that night reportedly took Anderson down in front of her East Cleveland home and restrained her in a prone position. Anderson appeared to stop breathing. Emergency medical services didn't arrive until 45 minutes later. I spoke with Anderson's mother, Cassandra Johnson, about the three-year investigation into her daughter's death and the recent grand jury decision to acquit the two officers. The case first went to the police department, then the sheriff's office, the county prosecutor, the attorney general, and most recently the grand jury. Was this case handled the way it was supposed to be handled?
Not at all. Not at all. It seems like it shouldn't have taken this long to come to a decision, which was the wrong decision. They just made up the decision that my daughter had heart failure. I like to see them prove that. Her record showed her other illnesses, like her bipolar, the medication she took for that, her diabetes, the medication she took for that. But there was no mention of heart failure until now.
So it's been about a year since the city issued a settlement. Was there any sense of closure at all after that?
No. No. The settlement was on the civil side. It had nothing to do with the criminal side. That money didn't bring her back. They didn't bring her back. That had nothing to do with what happened to my daughter. See, most people think you give them a settlement and they're satisfied. Not me. Not this family. It's about Tanisha Anderson.
There was a report last year that said the city's mental health reforms as part of the consent decree seems to be working. Officers were relying more and more on verbal de-escalation as opposed to physical intervention. I'm wondering what more you think needs to be done.
A whole lot more. A whole lot more. The citizens have become to be not afraid of the police. The police is afraid of us because they don't know what we're going to do anymore. It used to be a time you respected the police. You spoke to the police. The police helped you. Now, it's not like that anymore. Every move you make, they're watching because they don't know what you're about to do. And they will shoot you or wrestle you or take advantage of you, and you're not finna do anything. But if it looks that way, that's what it is. Because they're afraid of us now.
The report from the Attorney General mentioned that one of those two officers who responded later that night was African American, the other one was white. I'm wondering if you think race was a factor in what happened that night.
No, I don't think race was a factor, to be honest with you. No, I don't. Poor decision making was a factor. Doing the wrong thing was a factor. Not really paying attention was a factor. Staying on her in that prone position too long was a factor. Leaving her in the cold on the ground like that, half dressed, was a factor.
Was that the first time you had ever had to call the police for help during an episode?
I never called the police. There was no need to call the police. She wasn't violent. I called for an ambulance. How it got in the police hands, that I'll never know.
So I want to talk about the grand jury decision. Can you describe where you were and how you felt when you got the news?
I was right here, and I flipped out. I lost it. I did not think they would come to that decision, because that decision came to them doing nothing, not even them losing their jobs.
What do you hope the city, people in Cleveland, the general public, learn from this and remember about your daughter?
That she had a life, too. She had a daughter that she loved so much, a family that she loved so much. Speak out. Speak out. Make some changes. And maybe we can change some laws for the mentally ill. Because Tanisha's never coming back. But there are many, many, many more people out there in the world that feel like nobody cares about them. Nobody would try for them.
What's been helping you cope?
God and my family. I have a strong faith in God. I have all my life, even in my darkest times. I kept God before me. It has been God that has kept me. Only God.